Park City residents have a dual responsibility when it comes to contaminated soils from Park City's mining past. It's to cap those soils and to maintain the cap once in place. According to Park City Councilmember Liza Simpson, it's not just about capping the soils and then forgetting about it.
In the evolution of this soils ordinance, the focus when it was enacted, obviously, was to get the proper caps in place. And now, as the area has matured, the focus has to change to the other half of the ordinance, which many people don't pay attention to, which is maintaining it.
When the sale of a home takes place, that's typically when the soils are tested and the cap has to be updated. Simpson says residents don't realize how easy it is to fall out of compliance with that 6-inch cap to cover the contaminated soils.
Some of that is natural attrition of ground settling, worms and roots and things like that, eroding the depth of the cap, but also landscaping projects that people might want to take on that would disturb the cap.
But she reasserts it's the responsibility of the homeowner to maintain the cap.
So, like any other organic matter, you know, it's not going to stay in place. If you capped your property with concrete, then it would be relatively easy to maintain that cap and see whether it was failing or starting to fall apart. But if your cap is, you know, 6 inches of topsoil with sod, 15 years later, do you still have a 6-inch cap under that sod? Probably not, because of erosion and subsidence of soil.
The Blue Ribbon Soils Commission, made up of a group of citizens, recently updated the soils ordinance with the goal of getting the word out to residents about their responsibility with soils. Several recommendations were presented to the Park City Council last week, and as Simpson says, the revisions are aimed at helping residents stay informed.
No, we're not requiring you to test it every 2 years or do anything like that. But again, the focus of the Soil Commission was really let's get this organized, let's get it cleaned up. But the big focus is on education, both for homeowners and for contractors.
She says while it's now the homeowner's responsibility when undergoing landscaping projects to make certain any new soils brought in are clean, Simpson says City Council may make some additional adjustments to the ordinance that require landscapers to certify clean soils.
If you're a homeowner and you understand the soil ordinance and you hire a contractor, it's relatively simple for you to include in that contract that clean soils will be brought in. One thing we talked about briefly that I don't know whether it's the way that it'll go or not, but actually creating a step in the permit process that does require the contractors to submit testing results showing that their topsoil is clean.
She says council wants to make certain the process isn't onerous for homeowners and that everyone understands their responsibility.
We're headed in the right direction by starting with a really comprehensive education program so that existing homeowners with existing caps know what their requirements are, know what they need to do, and that when property changes hands, people understand it.
That's Park City Councilmember Liza Simpson. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.